Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, we welcome you to the All In Word Ministry, your host of heaven, Dorothy Hall. And I'd like to say that my church is located at Living Water Restoration Church. And we are located at 508 Griffiths Road. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our service is from 8 to 10 a.m. If you're in the area, please stop by. The pastor is a Bishop Charles Sheila. The assistant is Evangelist Ann Sheila. And you talk about some preaching, just stop in. If you hear the preaching, I declare that you have to come back. Because they are blessed and they are gifted. And our host number, guest number, you can call 646-668-2580. We're going to have a word of prayer. We will get right into the teaching. Our Father in heaven, we come to you in the humblest way that we know how. Thanking you for all your many blessings. Thanking you how you came stand for us that we may be made the righteousness of God. Lord, we thank you for waking us up early this morning. Close us in our right mind, have activity our limb, Lord God. Lord God, we are so blessed because so many is in the hospital, in nursing home, and incarcerated, Lord. And we are here, Lord God. We can serve you. We can do your will, Lord God. We just thank you for everything. Lord God, you've been so good to us, Lord God. We could have been sick. We could have been out of our mind, Lord God. Some of us have heart problems, Lord God. Some of us have mind problems. We know that you're the heart fixer. We know that you're the mind resonator, Lord God. You is our healer, Lord God. You is that great physician, Lord God. You is the bread of life, Lord God. You is the water of life, Lord God. You are so much more. You are the good shepherd, Lord God. You are the conqueror of death, Lord God. You is the risen Savior, Lord God. You gave us salvation, Lord God. We don't have to pay for it. We don't have to buy it, Lord God. We just have to do your holy and your righteous will. Just abide in your word and let it be in us, Lord God. And whatsoever we ask the Father in your name, that you will do, Lord God. We love you. We magnify your name. We worship you in spirit and in truth. You is an awesome God. You is a good God. You is a praying God. You is a merciful God. You is a loving God. You are a faithful God. You are God of long suffering, Lord God. We can't ask for much more than that, Lord God. We ask you to let us give all that we have to you, Lord God, our soul, mind, heart, and strength, Lord God. Let us love our neighbor as we love our own self, Lord. Let us be faithful to your word, Lord God. Let us trust in your word, Lord God, realizing that you are God that cannot lie. You are God that cannot come short of your word, Lord God. What you said you would do, that you will do, Lord God. We just thank you for being the great I am, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, Lord God. Emmanuel, Mary's baby, Lord God. We just thank you. We just praise you. We give you honor and we give you praise, Lord God. Let the words in my mouth, the meditation in my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let Dorothy decrease, and you increase, Lord. Not my word, but your word. Not my thoughts, but your thoughts, Lord God. We know that you're able, Lord God. And add listeners to this broadcast, Lord God, that they may be encouraged by your word, Lord God. We're talking today about don't quit. To quit, it means to give up. Don't give up. Be a quitter. Don't be a quitter. A quitter never win, and a winner never quit. We're in a spiritual race for our life. Don't give up. Don't quit. Stay in the race. Don't ever give up. Ecclesiastes 9:11 says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not given to the swift, nor the better to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches of men of understanding, nor yet favor to the men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. That is a great thing. In 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receive the prize. Let us all receive the prize. So run that you may obtain, and every man who strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible because we are saints of God. We are saved. We are incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I not as one who beats the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should not be a castaway. Paul, he did not give up. No matter what happened to Paul, he did not give up. He fought a good fight as a good soldier. In 1 Corinthians, he said, 25-28 says, twice, meaning three, was I beaten with rod. Once I was stoned. Three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and day I had been in the deep. This man went through some. In journeying, often in perilous of water, and perilous of robbers, and perilous of my own countrymen, and perilous by the heathen, and perilous in the city, and perilous in the wilderness, and perilous in the sea, and perilous in my false brethren, and weariness, painfulness, and watching often, in hunger and in thirst, and cold and nakedness. Besides these things, that will stop that which come upon me daily, the care of all the churches. I'm reminded about Paul and Silas, what they went through. They was in the Philippian jail. They put them in jail. They sang song and prayed prayer. And God moved. He said, the effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. And his word is out. He will. He is a deliverer. And God brought them out. You know what God can do if you just don't give up and trust God for what he says. In it, he says, seek and ye shall find. Ask and it shall be given. That's all we got to do is ask him and seek him. Find him. Let him enter into your heart. Fill you with the Holy Spirit. And I'm declaring that you will not. You will not give up. Don't give up on God, and he won't give up on you. Fight the good fight of a good soldier. After all, Job didn't give up on God. He questioned him, but he didn't give up. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? Then he said, all my appointed days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. And because Job didn't give up, his change did come. Nehemiah in 6, he said, and I sent messenger to saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? Nehemiah, he didn't quit. Getting your army was cut from 32,000 down to 300 men, but God fought the battle. The battle is not sure, but it's the Lord. And getting your fought the battle, and they won. My allergy's acting up, excuse me. Nobody but God has reassured us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. That is his word. No matter what we're going through in this life, God is there. He's there with us to bring us through. He knows some things that we cannot do. He said, without me, we can do nothing. We can't do nothing apart from God. Keep God in front. Let him be the head, and you follow his instruction. Whatever he tells you to do, that you do. You might not understand, but trust God's plan for your life. That alone, in Isaiah the 26th chapter, he said he will keep you in perfect peace. Who mind is stayed on thee. If you just give it to God, catch all your cares upon him because he cares for you. He knows things are going to get bad, and in this world we shall have trials and tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so will we. He will be with you until the end. That alone should give you peace. Don't let your past dictate your future. Don't let what you have done dictate your future, what you can be. No matter what you have done, God will forgive you except blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. A fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's in Psalms. Don't quit. God will never disappoint you. He will never let you down. He will always be there with you no matter what you're going through. Don't quit. He will even fight your battle for you. Just stand still and hold your peace. Sometimes the way gets dark. And sometimes we lose hope. We don't know what to do or who to turn to. But look unto the hills from whence cometh all your help. All your help come from the Lord. Look unto God. Give it to him. Let him deal with it. Don't go back and pick it up. And start worrying. Start getting depressed. Start losing hope. Don't do that. Have faith in God that God knows what he is doing. No matter what, we are going to be tested every day. But can we stand the test? We will overcome someday. Jesus is the answer to all our problems. We can't quit. We reach a point in our life that we can't do anything. Without me, you can do anything. Put your trust in God. The bell is not yours, but it's the Lord. I'm going to go to Exodus. We're going to read where Moses, how God used him. He didn't quit, and he didn't give up. And he went through something with the children of Israel. And now here in Exodus 17 and 8, I'm going to read for you. And Amalek was fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose you out and go fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in his hand. Joshua, he was obedient to Moses, him and Caleb. Anything he told him to do, Joshua would do it. He got discouraged sometimes, but he did it. After Moses went off the scene, he said, be encouraged. Be courageous. because God will not fail you. He'll be with you. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Then it came to pass when Moses held up his hand, then Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. So Moses' hand was heavy, and he took a stone and put it under him. And he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand, the one on one side and the one on the other side. And his hand was steady until they gone down of the sun. Look at God. What God can do with us. He wants to use us. Use your gift that God gave you. No matter what it is, use it. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Don't you know what God can do? He can deliver you from anything. He can deliver your kids if they're alcoholic, if they're a drug addict. Don't give up on them. Pray for them. It could have been you out there on the street. But God was merciful unto you. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in the book so the people would know just what God can do. He's able to do anything but fail. He's an unfailing God. He can do anything but fail. Is there anything too hard for God? No, not nothing is too hard for God. He is there all the time. No matter where you are, he is there. He lets you know that he is there. God is so good. He wakes us all up in the morning. He keeps us breathing. He is faithful to his word. He is merciful to his word. He's long-suffering to his word. He meek, he kind. His grace and his mercy will keep you. By faith we are saved through Christ Jesus. He's an awesome God. He's awesome in whatever he do. Worship him in spirit and in truth. When you're going through, my pastor used to say, pray your way through. Praise God in the good time and in the bad time, knowing that he won't leave you. He will not leave you in the state that you are. He will deliver you out of any situation. Don't quit. Don't give up on God. Stay in the race, fight a good fight as a good soldier. And I declare, he will deliver you. He will work out the situation, no matter what it is. He can work it out. Sometimes I get discouraged. Sometimes we all get discouraged. Sometimes we go through things. Sometimes it is our health. Sometimes it is our finances. Sometimes it is our kids grieving us, grieving our spirit. But don't quit. Don't give up. Keep praying for them. No matter how bad they are, pray for them. God will hear and answer your prayer. You got to trust God. Let God do what needs to be done. If you bring your kids up, they will come back to their roots. In the appointed time, not your time, but God's time. We want to fight things. We want to take control of the issues. But we can't. When we let self the flesh get into it, we mess up every single time. Don't rely on your flesh. Kill the flesh. There is nothing good in the flesh. Don't give up. I'm going to turn to something else. That is in Ephesians, if I'm correct. Let's see where it's at now. I'm curious on Ephesians. Maybe it's not, but I was sure that it was. Okay. This is how we're going to fight. Paul said in Ephesians, 5th chapter, the 10th verse, I'm going to read. Follow my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This is what we got to do. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Resist the devil. I'm saying resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Don't let him take control of your mind. And you know when it's him bringing you these thoughts. And he will bring them to you. But you got to overcome. You got to fight him with the word of God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, the rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual weakness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And it's coming. It's already here. And having done all to stand, therefore having your line girded about with truth, the truth of the cross, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, and your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Peace comes through the cross as well. Above all, taking a shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's how we got to fight Satan, with the word of God. Pray always, always pray and thank not. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We know what God can do. We all. Just lean and depend on God. He won't let you down. He won't disappoint you. Moses, the children of Israel, went through so much, and God delivered them. But they were ungrateful. They were stiff-necked. They were hard-hearted. Their mama and their grandma, no matter what the situation came up, God delivered them. They wanted water, he gave them water. They wanted bread, he gave them bread. They wanted meat, he gave them meat. They were never satisfied. Even when they got out the land of Egypt, they wanted to go back. But Moses, he stood the test. He knew what God can do. He delivered them out the land of Egypt. Then they got to the Red Sea. They start to mumble and complain. He said, we're going to die. God went to Moses. Moses went to God. And God said, what is that you have in your hand? Stretch it out. Moses stretched it out. And the water departed. It was the Red Sea in front of them, the mountain on the side of them.
Don't you see what God can do? If he delivered them, he the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep the faith. Hold on. Hold on. Don't be a quitter, because you'll never win the battle. Police action told you the battle is not given to the swift or the strong, but those that hold out until the end. We got to hold out until the very end. When you think you can't take no more, that's when God steps in. He take your burden to the Lord and leave them there. Do not pick them up no more. Give it all to God. Give your heart to God most of all. And those that are not, do not have the Holy Spirit, ask God to give you the Holy Spirit. Something will lead you and guide you in all truth. The word. Obey the word. Read his word. Believe his word. Trust his word. Pray his word. Sing his word. Do all that he requires of you to do. All God requires is us to be obedient unto his word. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm a man of Jesus, the maximum lamb of the living God. What he went through just for you and I. He bled, he suffered, and he died. But he conquered death. Death had no more hold on him. They laid him in a barber's tomb. He was there from the sixth to the ninth hour, Lord God. They whipped him unmerciful, Lord God. They put a crown of thorns on his head. Lord God, and it will press down, and the blood came screaming down. Then he said, Father, why have thou forsaken me? God did not forsake him. He turned his back. He could not stand sin. So with darkness, you can feel it was so dark. And someone cried out, surely he must be the Son of God. They laid him in a barber's tomb. When he got up out of that tomb, he arose the third day. He said, heaven and earth into my hand. He kept the scroll, but he'd have defended us so many times. We were liars. We were backbiters. We were murderers. We were thieves. And so much more. But he pleaded our case, sitting there on the right hand of the Father, pleading our case that he died for our sins. So in other words, Father, you got to forgive him because I died. The tree of life. God bless you. God keep you. And just don't quit. Don't give up. Run with God and he will run with you. And just remember, it's all in the word. We thank you for listening to this broadcast. Tell your sister and your brothers about this broadcast so they may be able to be encouraged as you are. Praise God. We'll see you next time, next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Tune in for the broadcast. God bless.